With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Three young people with developmental disabilities have received certificates of completion from the school-to-work program known as Project Search and are entering the workforce toward a more independent future. At the graduation ceremony last week in Minocqua, there were hugs, tears of happiness, and smiles all around as words of praise and congratulations were bestowed upon the three. Mary Dietz, mother of one of the graduates, describes how much the program has meant to her daughter and family.
I would ask someone in the audience to please keep track of how many times I say wonderful, awesome, fantastic, great. You get the idea, because that is what Project Search is all about. Project Search program allowed Nikki to be independent, grow, and learn so much more on her own with the spectacular guidance of the instructor, Miss V, Jennifer Varsic.
The high school transition program provides classroom instruction, career exploration, and hands-on training at job sites. The goal is to help them achieve employment in their communities after graduation. Patricia Nolan, director of the North Central Region Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, says employers should be looking to hire Project Search graduates. To learn more about Project Search, contact Lakeland Union High School. A motorcycle crash Saturday in Three Lakes claimed the life of one person. Three Lakes Police report authorities were called at 7:23 p.m. to a crash on Highway X near the intersection of Shackelford Road. A 51-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. The preliminary investigation indicated the motorcycle was heading north on Highway X when it failed to negotiate a curve and left the road. The Three Lakes Police Department, Oneida County Sheriff's Office, Three Lakes Fire Department, and Oneida County Ambulance responded. The name of the motorcycle driver is being withheld until family members are notified. Last week, leaders of two agencies traveled to communities in the Northwoods and Michigan to hold roundtable discussions with local leaders about business financing and accessing small business opportunities. Ken Kroll has more.
Under a federal memorandum of understanding, USDA Rural Development and the Small Business Administration are working more collaboratively on business financing and other resources. Wisconsin Rural Development Director Frank Frasetto says the collaboration is designed to provide more to local communities. Eric Ness is the district director for the U.S. Small Business Administration.
To help businesses start and grow and working in partnership with rural development. Most small businesses want help. They don't care where it's coming from, but they want some help. And so that we can work in partnership with rural development to help those businesses start and grow is our goal.
He says SBA often will provide working capital while rural development will provide the loans. Frasetto outlines how the agencies work together.
The SBA has a lot of volume in their loans, and the loan amounts are a little bit less, whereas rural development has fewer loans, but our amount is much greater. We have more flexibility in terms of going over that $5 million mark for a business that may need more significant capital.
Frasetto says they're working together to provide a choice for businesses to see what will work best for them. Ness says they also want to provide technical assistance. We have links to both agencies' websites at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A raffle to benefit Lily's House Shelter is underway in the Northwoods, sponsored by Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. From now until July 4th, the public can buy a $1 raffle ticket and split the winnings 50-50 to support Lily's House. Executive Director Shelley Holmes says they have 10,000 tickets that are available at the Tri-County offices on Highway 47 North, along with businesses in the area, including other service communities of Eagle River and Crandon. Holmes says his fundraiser is key to their efforts.
Anybody who donates to us at any time, it's very important aspect of our funding. So that's why we need to raise money here, and this will be money that goes towards the operations of Lily's House, our shelter. And we feel that a 50-50 is a great way to raise awareness of what we're doing and to make it possible for someone in our community to have a really great windfall.
The winner will be announced on July 4th at Hodag Park in Rhinelander, with the winner splitting half the cash raised. If all $10,000 in tickets are sold, that would be a $5,000 prize. The complete listing of ticket locations is on the Tri-County Council Facebook page. Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault promotes nonviolence as a life choice and provides a safe environment for persons in crisis. It advocates and educates to stop the cycle of violence and supports people to discover choices, build self-confidence, and regain dignity through their services. There's still work to be done, but the legislature's Joint Finance Committee could complete work on the two-year Wisconsin state budget this week. The spending plan would then advance to the State Assembly and the Senate. The committee still has to put the finishing touches on possible tax cuts and how much money to dedicate to building projects. Governor Tony Evers is still pushing for more money for public schools. He will have to decide whether to veto the entire budget or settle for making changes with his partial veto power. Our forecast today, sunshine with a high near 68. For tonight, partly cloudy, some evening showers possible with a low around 41. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with a high near 72. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.